Hey, I want to thank my guests joining me this morning from the Williamson County Sheriff's Department. Brian Murr is on one end of the line. Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
Also, Chief Deputy Scott McCabe on the line. Scott, good to hear from you again, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Thank you for having us.
I'll tell you what, I was interested. Robert and I were talking about ideas for the show, and he said, have you seen the Williamson County Sheriff's app? And I found it really interesting when I got a chance to take a look at it. First, we need to mention there are two Williamson counties. There's one in Texas, and there's one here that have apps. So you want to use the Illinois app. That's probably
correct.
You keep you online there. Brian, what's the idea behind having an app for the Williamson County Sheriff's Department? What's your hope? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, I think the idea is just to become more available, more open, to provide an easier access to our residents. There's a lot of things on there that will help people see the information that we need to have in order to be able to do our jobs. And it puts it out there and it's a little more accessible.
Now, Scott, who's the chief deputy for Williamson County, Scott McCabe is joining us. You look at this, there's literally a menu covered with items from sex offenders to open cases to FOIA to records and civil records. You really have a lot of things packed on here. Shelters, wanted lists?
Yes, sir. This is just an initial phase of the app. We are looking at adding four or five more things to the app at a later date.
Such as? Give me an idea what else you hope to add on to the list.
We're looking at adding a house watch function, inmate search for the inmates that we house. People can log on to the app and search whether or not an individual is incarcerated here at our facility. Also looking at adding crime mapping, and there is also a security camera registry that we can add to this app as well.
All right, so you plan on adding more, but you've got a lot here. One of the items that I thought was interesting is a function where you can store information about your property in case there's a fire, damage, theft. And I thought that was interesting. And when I shared that with a lot of people, they go, well, how's that kept and who sees that information? I do not want my, hey, look at all the stuff I've got, you want to rob me at function out there. Scott and I had a minute to talk about this last night, and you were ahead of the game on this. You understand people's apprehension in that respect.
Absolutely. We wanted to ensure that nobody could be tracked, and nobody had access to anyone else's information. All the information that is inputted on your phone stays on your phone. We do not have access to any of that information unless it is emailed. With the property module, you have that capability of emailing those items.
That's true about the entire app. It's not just the property function that if you want to say, okay, I want to log these things on for my insurance company, I mean, you've made it easy for them, but it's not just the property that's not tracked. It's the app in its entirety.
Correct.
All right. Now, I've always thought that when we have a function like this, because, you know, this has been an idea people have had for a long time. Now we finally brought it to the market, right here. And I think you're the first sheriff's department to do this. I can't swear to it, but I believe you are. Do you know?
I know that the Illinois Sheriff's Association had rolled out their app several months ago. We had actually been working on it for approximately a year.
Yes.
We'd been researching it and trying just to find the right company that would be a good fit with our department.
Which is always an issue because you've got to build the app, you've got to fill it with content, statements, police officers, mission goals, all kinds of things that go on there, inmates and connections to those databases. And then you've got to get it approved by the people who put it on their shelves, like Google or the Google Play Store or Apple. So that's an entire process that is just kind of a pain in the you-know-what. Now, when it comes to this, you've got sex offenders lists, you've got civil records, you've got open cases, you've got wanted, you've got corrections, even stuff on COVID-19 and family ID. But I've always thought, Scott, that being able to have every resident who has this on the phone as being a surrogate sheriff's deputy with input and your eyes on the street with input as being one of the strongest capabilities of having everyone who wants to be participating in helping law enforcement.
Absolutely, and this is going to be a fantastic tool for us. One capability of this app that it does have is we can send out a push notification. If we have an active shooter event, we can push that out to all the people that have this app. And as long as they have push notifications enabled, it will pop up on their phone. So,
do you have a threshold that you're working on, Scott? Because the minute you heard that, when I was, you know, doing research on another thing, and the fact that you've got 57 splicing right through your county and the opportunity and problems that sometimes presents, a railroad car overturns, a major semi crashes with some type of toxic chemical, at what point do you build a threshold for saying, okay, let's put this on the push notification, people need to know about that?
I think we're going to utilize it for emergencies only. If there is a traffic crash on the interstate, I think it would be a useful tool to send out one of those messages, having people avoid that area to not only ease congestion but improve officer safety, keep people off the road.
Brian Murr is joining us this morning. Brian, you know, when you look at this, there's a calendar option. And you and I very often have worked on special projects saying this event is coming up. You know, we've got a drug take-back program coming up here or there. There's some options here for you being able to let people know about what's going on as well. Maybe not necessarily a push notification, but literally a calendar function where you'll be able to start adding items in there that are important items that are coming up, whether it's a drug introduction program or maybe, oh, let's a friendly reminder, July 4th is coming up, and we have more concentrated patrols going out to stop inebriated drivers. You have some options there, too, B.
Yes, it'll be another tool we can use just to try and push out and let the public know what we're doing.
And I think right now, pretty important time for that, too, Brian.
Well, that's a really deep topic there.
It really is.
We've always tried to give people a pretty good idea of what we're doing and why we do it through a number of different ways, and just having a calendar that we can enter specific dates for a drug take back event or for the, you know, for a 2 week long focus on traffic and trying to encourage people to make good decisions while they're driving.
Or your annual event where you talk about drivers and young people are getting their license and some of the dangers of driving and using those programs, because you've really grown that program over the few years that we've worked together.
It got big quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, so there's a long thing. Scott Murr is joining us, this Deputy Scott McCabe from Williamson County. Scott, if there's another police department out there thinking about doing something like this, hopefully you're going over to the Google Play Store and you're downloading this now. Williamson County Sheriff's Department, make sure you get Williamson County, Illinois, not Texas. And because apparently I downloaded that app first and they've got a lizard loose. So how else would I have known that had they not had an app? But if you were going to give advice to a mayor or police chief on building this product, what would you tell them?
Do your research. There are a lot of companies out there that build these apps. You want to get the biggest bang for your buck. That would be my number one piece of advice.
And you know what the advice that I would give him is, you've got to have a plan for somebody who's going to put the content up. And keeping your content fresh and pertinent is probably one of the more difficult things to do. You know what they are, but it takes time and fingers at the keyboard to do it and do it right.
That's correct.
Because that is kind of a pain. I have some personal experience on that. So pop over. See, it's Google Play Store and Apple too, Scott?
That is correct. Well, Williamson County Sheriff's Office -IL.
The sex offenders option I found in particular interesting. This is something that people want to know about. It's not just about Halloween. It's about your neighborhood.
Correct. That's one function that we wanted to be sure to have on this app.
And I would think that your wanted portion too is another thing, because that's where people can help you. I mean, you've got wanted people. We're looking for them. They're dangerous. Here's a picture. I mean, being able to get people to come back, look at that, and communicate with you, while at the same time knowing they've got some level of anonymity.
Absolutely. Also, goes right along with that on the missing persons. People sometimes generate tips that pan out to help us solve a case. So
seems like there's been a lot of that with kids this lately too. And you know what, I was interesting, and people I talked to about this, this is one of the things they talked about. You know, it'd be really nice to be able to very easily be able to contact the Sheriff's Department, you know, because I've got this little thing, and I don't feel like calling them, and I don't think it's one of the most pressing issues, but I saw this truck, it's suspicious, it was on my property, I got a photograph of it, and they can whip it out to the Williamson County Sheriff's Department, and because that's how you start building cases, by knowing somebody was there in advance. I mean, I think there's a lot of potential here to reach, Scott.
Absolutely. And that's what we're hoping for.
All right. When do you think you'll have the updates up?
We're currently updating our computer-aided dispatch, report writing system, and jail management system. And we're looking to have that up and running by the end of the year. So shortly after that, we're looking at implementing those other features on the app.